This is the portion of the call where we transition and we go into our rhythm accountability portion. And basically what that means is we've got a few people that have said, hey, Vance, I'd love it for you and your folks to hold me accountable, and I want to be part of a group to work the 90-day system, the rhythm of Nikan, and I'd like to, you know, jump on a live call every single Saturday morning and be a part of that group. So, anyways, that's what we're doing now, and I'm going to put the call into presentation mode because I know there's lots of people that like to listen, and go from there. So,
presentation mode is now enabled.
Okay, so I know that Harold will be dialing right back in and joining us again. So who else do we have with us? I know that both Kathy Clark and Susan Evans up in Seattle will be in, actually they're walking in the door right now for the first day of Humans Being More, so they will not be on the call.
Steve.
And I know Molly has already been on.
Mary Margaret, am I on?
Good morning, Mary Margaret.
Hi.
Good morning, this is Steve.
And good morning, Steve.
Morning, Ben. This is Harold.
Good morning, Harold, once again.
Thank you.
And we missed you last week, Harold, or was that 2 weeks ago I missed you? I can't remember.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
We were actually on the coast 2 weeks ago, so I didn't
yeah,
get
no,
on the
no, no cell phone service on the coast. That's always kind of a bummer.
Not sometimes, it's right.
So, we've got, let me look at some, here, I got to do something. I'm going to go hands-free here so I don't get a crook in my neck because I know that you guys can hear me well enough. And, hey, do me a big favor. Does it sound any sound difference between this and now this?
Yes.
It is? It goes down a few decibels?
A little bit.
A little better.
Little bit. So if I yell like right now, you can still hear me just as good as you could before.
For sure.
I know it doesn't pick up on Brad's recording. So let's jump into things. We are almost finished with the 90-day cycle, and I will apologize. We had a house guest in from Chicago, so I missed Sunday night's call with Rick, and I didn't even go back. I didn't have a chance to listen to it. What was the topic? What was discussed, and what did you guys do to apply that to your business and ramp you up? Anyone? Did everybody miss it like me? Okay, forget that then. We don't have to follow Rick Murphy's strategy.
Vance, I'll volunteer. I missed the call also. This is Steve.
So what, and I, again, I've got Molly, Harold, Steve, and Triple M. Kathy Podrowski from Texas, no. Janice, no. Ken, Susan, and Kathy. Okay, so Janice, if you're on and you're being that quiet, shy type again like you've done so many times in the past, we'd love to hear your voice. But in the meantime, let's talk to the four of you. What did you guys do this week from last week? Kathy Clark from Seattle was so nice to host the call, and I heard she did a bang-up job. What did you do this week to get you closer to your goal? Now, let me rephrase that. Let's rewind here. When it comes to the convention, answer the question for me. Number one question, I'm going to the convention, yes or no? And if no, why not? Mary Margaret, yes or no?
No.
No?
I've had a $4,000 dental bill this week, and we also had a new air conditioner. I just have to kind of...
Okay, so air conditioner and dentist bill, okay? Harold, yes or no?
No.
No, because?
My mother is 90, and we're going to be going in October to Texas to visit her and my wife's mother, all our family.
Previous commitment, okay?
Yes.
I'm not judging you guys at all. I've missed conventions before for a variety of reasons. I'm just curious. Steve, yes or no?
I'm planning on going to the convention.
You're planning on going to the convention. Okay. Molly?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so 50%. That's pretty reflective of the Nikan Wellness Consultants that I've been speaking with. And what's amazing is, regardless of the reason, I'm not going to call it an excuse. We're all big boys and girls, and we get to make decisions. Regardless of the reason, whether you're going or whether you're not going, it's interesting to see what the demographics are. And this is something to remember when inviting people to the Rhythm events. When you've got wellness consultants that you're saying, hey, why don't you come with me? And we've had numerous people saying, hey, I'm going to win this convention. Why don't we work together? And when I win 2 free tickets, I'll just give you my second one and we'll go, you know, because we're working together as a partnership. And what usually has happened thus far, I talked to one of our people in, she actually lives in Melbourne Beach, Jerry Hickson. She's breaking a silver this month. And she was so excited when they announced the convention incentive because she said, I know it's just, you know, a 2-hour drive for me, but I'm going to win this thing. And it was so funny to hear her excitement, again, because she's a Floridian. It's a 2-hour drive, less than 2-hour drive for her to go from her house to the convention venue. But she simply made that decision. So now let me ask you this, Harold. You're a Gold Wellness Consultant. More than likely, you have people in your organization that are going to go, yes or no?
Yeah. Well, yes, I believe Susan and Ron are going, and I think maybe one other downline are going,
okay,
too.
Okay. You'll have a homework assignment then, and I was in the same boat. Stacy and I were in the same boat 2 years ago when we had a year and a half prior to the convention date, we had scheduled a European cruise, had airfare and hotel already paid for, and it was unchangeable, so we would have been throwing it all away had we changed it, but we missed the last convention that took place in Long Beach. Did we pay for it? Yes. Did we have an incredible time in Europe with 28 other wellness consultants? Yes. So it's a trade-off. When you're not going to a convention, Mary Margaret and Harold, your homework assignment will be you've got to have to find some people that are going and saying, hey, can you call me during the convention and share with me what's going on? Typically, I do my Saturday morning call from the convention. However, this one being on the East Coast at 10 a.m. in the morning, that'll be right in the middle of a general session. Do you think I'm going to skip out to get on a call? Yeah, I doubt it, but maybe I will. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it until now. So, anyway.
That's
but
a
let's
good idea.
That,
mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's a good idea to ask them to call me that day. Yep.
Well, there's going to be specials that will be introduced during the convention, whether it's a new product or whether it's a repackaging of, you know, something or whatever the case may be. But bottom line, the annual event that Nikan does, and it's, you know, looking back, just being honest with you guys, it's been kind of hit or miss as far as the consistency of them, as far as every year. And this is an issue that, well, I can say that Denny and Char and Vance and Stacey Rogers have climbed up on our soapbox many a time and said, look it, network marketing companies that are in the go, that are in the know, that are rocking and rolling, they have a consistent convention every single year. And before we leave the convention every single year, we know the date and the location for the following years. And that's been something that Nikan has been working on to get better. We haven't quite arrived where, you know, where the bar is that I'd like to see them arrive, but they're working on it. And they know that. The conversation that I had with Ann Bodak when she spent an extra half a day with us up here in Portland, they know, and they're working towards it. So let's switch gears now, and let's talk about what you guys are doing. What did you do this last week, Harold, to continue in the mode of building and What worked and what didn't?
Well, my goal still is to ramp up my momentum.
Okay.
So I met with a couple on Tuesday. They were really only interested in the product at first, and then we sort of transitioned into there's really a business associated with this.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly they were really interested in the business. They're going to be retiring within a year. And I told them, you know, don't wait a year before you look at, you know, really doing this, because this is something that you can gradually ramp up during the year. And by the time you retire, you can already have income coming in. So there's no real transition that you need to do. So they're in Seattle today and tomorrow, and we're going to begin on Tuesday and talk more about business and let them see what a wellness home looks like. So my goal right now is really get my momentum up and going.
Okay. Now, you just said a couple things, but was there something that you said to enlighten them that, Tom and Sue, you really came in this looking for just a product, I want you to also understand there's a whole other side to this. Was there something, or was it just a discovery on their own part?
No, I brought it up. He is a he has a gardening type business, and so he was telling me he couldn't meet during the day. He had to work late at night, sometimes late, and especially this time of year when the light's good. And so we did meet about 7 o'clock at night. And I asked him a little bit about his business, and I said, well, you know, that sounds a lot like my business that I used to have. I transitioned into this, and I really enjoy this a lot more. So I just gave a little bit of spiel about why this business is good. And so they asked a couple of questions then. Well, you know, we're going to be retiring. What kind of money can you make in this? And I said, well, what kind of money are you looking to make in order to, you know, retire and live comfortably?
Okay, let me stop you there for a sec. What you just did is sheer brilliance. You pulled what I call a Denny Rogers. And what I mean
wow.
by that, when, there you go, so you've now elevated. You're more like my dad, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but no, it's all good. When somebody asks a question like, well, how do the products work? Or how much money can I make? Or what does Nikkei spend on research and development of this product? 9 times out of 10, they're not looking for the answer to that question. Let's take, for example, what does Nikkei spend on research and development of this product? How do I know they really work? They're not. They don't really care about that. What they're asking is this product safe? Has it been tested? Have millions of people used it with great results? That's what they're. So by re-asking a question back, like what Harold just did, well, how much money could I make in this? Asking the question back, and you said, Harold?
I said, well, how much do you need to make in order to feel comfortable but in your retirement?
Okay, exactly. Because when you sat down, and I don't like the idea of drawing circles, but when you look at, again, in Rick and Terry in their Pathfinders presentation on their charts, their big charts, and I'm sure this exists somewhere else. Well, I know Dennis is doing it, Dennis Williams, in his webinars, and if you're not tapping into those, we're really, and I put myself in that category because I've not had a guest join me, but I've listened to him. We're really missing the boat because he breaks it down and shows you on the screen, and you listen to it on the phone, you see exactly what can take place as far as the potential income that can be brought. Now, Dennis uses the formula of talking to, I want to say it's 4 people at $200 a month in autoship. I know the figures in my head. If I talk to 5 people and I introduce them to autoship of just $100, and that's all I did, well, from that point forward, I'll make $30. If I showed those 5 people how to introduce it to 5 people, so we now have 25 people on the second tier, on the second level, me, well, now my earnings go from $30 a month to $180. Okay? Still not a big deal, but at that point, my autoship is free. Now, if I showed those 25, or if we continue the art of duplication, If I show those 25 how to introduce five people on $100 autoship, well, all of a sudden now their earnings go up to 900, is it 930? Let me double check my notes. I wrote this down, and maybe I lost the piece of paper that I wrote it down on. I think I did. But I want to say it was, yeah, I did. I lost it. I can't believe that, and I wrote these all down. It was $930, 980, somewhere around there. And if you take it one more level down to the fourth level, so you show those 125 people how to introduce. Now, obviously, you can't, you know, it'd be very difficult for you to sit down with all 125 people individually. That's why you duplicate and you show the people above them how to do this. But on that fourth level, you started with five on your first. Second level, you had 25. Third level, you had 125. And if you show those 25 how to duplicate it, you're looking at over $4,200 a month income. And nobody's spending more than $100 a month. So when you kind of have those figures in your head, when somebody asks you the question, well, how much money can it be made? It's always better, rather than to answer the question, it's always better to ask them a question back. Because that's where you can get them identified, you can get them focused in on what Nikan has for them, what Nikan will be able to do for them if they properly identified what it is they're looking for. Because Harold started with this couple, and all they were looking for is a product. So does that make sense, guys? So
sure.
Always, don't be quick. And we're especially after you've been in Nikan a few years, it's always hard not to want to answer their question. And you're not being a smart aleck by asking another question in return or playing a game with them. You're simply trying to help them identify what it is they're looking for.
Some of those key questions that you've developed, Vance, maybe you'd share some of those other response questions.
If they ask, is this one of those pyramid things or is this like Amway? The last few times I've been asked that, I simply said, well, if you're asking if it's network marketing, yes. However, Japanese style. Okay? Now, naturally, you would ask the question, if I said that, you'd ask, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know how the most dependable cars, the greatest rate of return as far as your auto investment, as far as resale value, are cars that come out of Japan. You know how the great watches that we wear, the television sets that we use, you can go right on down the list. As consumers, what Japan is giving us is the top-of-the-line products. Well, they've kind of done the same thing with our company in the industry of network marketing. They took something that we created back in the 50s, the Amways and the Shockleys and the Herbalife companies, and they made it better. And that's what I mean by Japanese-style network marketing.
Wonderful.
So, and again, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck by asking another question, but just providing a little bit of information so they understand, okay, Japanese-style. They will never, if they ever come across, whether they join or they don't join, if they come across another network marketing company, they'll have that. I wonder if this is like the Japanese style of that company Nikan that I heard about.
Great.
So, hey, Margaret, what did you do this
week? How about the research thing? A question of how are they researched?
How are they researched? Something I learned from Ray Crum, who has since passed away, great leader from Gainesville, Texas. When asked the question, well, will these products work for me, or how much do they spend on research, or, you know, do they really, you know, utilize their resources to develop these products? A great question to ask back is, are you asking, are they safe? And 9 times out of 10, again, they're saying, well, yeah, I mean, because I've heard. Well, what have you heard? You actually saw news reports on 2020 in prime time or your local news station that somebody used a magnetic shoe insole and it made their leg grow so fast they couldn't deal with the growth pain? Or what did you hear? Because I haven't seen anything. All we've ever seen in the few years that we've been associated with this company is every single story has been incredibly positive. Now, I came across a gal this week, and her name, I believe, is Victoria Bloom. She lives in our community, and we started talking, and she said, "Oh, you're Rogers." And I'm like, "Okay, is that good or bad?" She said, no, I met your parents. They're wonderful people. And your dad, I could not believe how much he can work and just his energy level and blah, blah, blah. And this was at our local Grange. And she said, and he told me about the magnets and, you know, that I should really get some in my shoes for my knees and wear them because it could greatly help. Because she's, I would guess, in her mid-50s, and she walks like she's 80 or 90 or 100, literally really slow, and you can see that her knees are really aggravating her. And so I just let that comment go in. We talked a little bit more about a different thing, and I said, you know, Victoria, let me come back to something you said. You said you tried magnets, or she had told me that. And I know my dad mentioned it. I said, we've got another signature product, and I use the word signature because it kind of sets it apart. But I said, we've got another product. Have you ever heard of an ingredient called cetomeristoliate? And she perked up. She was really intrigued. And she said, no, what is that? I said, well, it was discovered in the equestrian industry for racehorses, obviously, who had, you know, problems with their joints, and usually if a horse has got bad joints, well, it's done racing. Its career is over. You know, put it out to pasture. And I said, but we became associated with it because of some chiropractors got a hold of it, and, well, long and short of it, Nikan's got it, and I told her about the CM cream and the joint formula, and she really, and I spelled it out for her, and she said, well, how do I find out more about this? I said, well, you know, I don't have anything on me or anything. I said, So I've got her phone number. I'm going to call her up, get her mailing address, and I'm just going to send her a few samples with the little card that you put in with the CM samples and tell her how to use it with the premise of saying, look at Victoria.
You lost. You're gone.
Well, we can take over by ourselves, I guess. We have to leave him out in the cold.
You know, he may be a while before he figures out he's not on the line.
Yeah.
I want to know what Victoria said.
Yeah, you're just dying, right? Yeah, well, I was dying there for a sec, too. Kind of a little power failure. Where was I? Oh. I'll simply just tell her, look, you may or may not, because I shared with her a gal that we've introduced the product to who has really, really bad arthritis, who when her tube runs out, she goes through a tube about every 6 weeks. I sell it to her retail, but she calls in a panic saying, I'm dying, you know, and so eventually I'm going to say, hey, Lenita, why don't I hook you up with the joint formula as well? Because you're only approaching this from one angle. Let's see if we can deal with the arthritis from the inside, not just the external. So, yes, I'm approaching it from a product angle, but, you know, as Valerie Aloisio said a few weeks ago, lead with the need. It's like what Harold did. You know, if they're interested in products, let's talk to them about products. And yet at the same time, it doesn't hurt to throw a question to them every once in a while saying, hey, now, I noticed as we were talking that you guys are not opposed to earning a few hundred or a couple thousand dollars a month income? Yes or no? There's simple things like that we can throw in there. Okay, enough of Harold. Harold's getting tired of being on here. Steve, what'd you do this week? We've got about 7 minutes left, and I'm sorry to run you guys shorter here. But
Hello, Vance. Janice has been on the call.
Of course she has. Now, Janice, you guys, I'm going to get you Janice's mailing address so you can send Janice some hate mail because she does not listen to my request to speak up on the call at the beginning. I don't know what to deal with.
When you asked there, I wasn't on, so I had gotten on just a little bit late, and so, you know, so I just,
okay.
You know, I wasn't.
So, Janice, here's your assignment.
I want to.
Here's your assignment. Listen very carefully. When you get on the call... When you get on the call, you have to say, you have to interrupt whoever's talking and say, the skipper is on board.
All right.
Okay.
But, you know, I just think it's very rude to interrupt.
No, because you do this to us every week, and and we don't know that you're there. And then, of course, we run out of time because I've got to give up this line by 8:15.
I know.
Yeah, so Dennis, because Dennis does a webinar at 8:30.
Yep, it's good too. No, that's
great.
Okay.
They're great.
They are very good.
So, with that in mind, Steve Kofit, what'd you do this week that worked, that got you closer to your goal?
Well, I was able to talk with a new recruit that I had and got him some new information, so hopefully he's working with that, and he sounds very interested. And then the death in the family sort of took the wind out of the rest of the week.
Okay. So life happens, and, but again, it's onward up. You know what I love about you guys, about this group, myself included? All different ranks represented, all different goals represented, all different stages in life represented, and yet we're all pursuing the same thing. As wellness consultants, to improve other people's life, you know, look at the NECN mission statement, to inspire individuals. You know, that's all we're really doing, is we're trying, number one, to inspire ourselves, and then number two, inspire a few other people to jump on board this thing and kind of have some fun and allow them to see what their dreams and goals are at the same time. Okay, Mary Margaret, other than asking me a couple questions, you've been kind of quiet. What did you do this last week?
Well, I'm starting to look at that Why Be Hurtin' most mornings, and I've printed a couple things off there, put them on the bathroom mirror, that one particular one, where there are two kinds of time, right now and later, and that's helping me to get busy and phone people, and I was very tickled that my perseverance seems to be promising right now, that yesterday, after getting lots of no's from Yellow Pages, strangers in healthcare, this chiropractor was very positive. He'd been wearing the things in his shoes for years, and he was a little bit shy about one thing. He said that, what did I discover about the far infrared? And I said, oh, they're wonderful. And he said he put a knee wrap on a lady one time and just told her to wear it, see what happens, and she loved it, but he wouldn't tell her what it was. So I had to check back with him, and he's going to think about connecting for having me do footwork for his business, because he doesn't know about all the new things like the water and the air and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I left him material, and I'm kind of excited about that.
Good for you. That is great, and it's very rewarding, especially as you said, after getting so many no's, to get a yes.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. See, you just keep sticking with it. So, hey, you guys, another suggestion, and regardless, again, of what your faith belief is, whether you're a Christian, a Buddhist, or whatever, I don't really care so much about that, but something you can tune in, and you just check your local listings, but the last few weeks, what I just shared about developing a healthy mind, most of my material came from watching Joel Osteen the last few weeks. And I'm telling you, if you want to watch something, I watch it, I record it, and then I watch it early Sunday morning, because that's my time to sit there and digest while I'm eating breakfast, and my pen is a-smoking. I mean, I'm not smoking, but my pen is a-smoking. Literally, writing stuff down, that it challenges me, and I do the same thing at church, you know, when our pastor's speaking. I'm writing stuff down that has nothing to do with what he's speaking, but thoughts cross into my mind that, you know, something would piggyback. But anyways, you know, utilizing what Mary Margaret said, you know, we can get really frustrated when someone doesn't respond like we want to, but do we tune in to the voice of victory, or do we tune in to the negativity? You know, it's who we choose to hear. We all remember going through the exercise of humans being more. It's what we choose to listen to, what will empower us. Okay.
Just to share on that same note, I'm going through and using daily reading out of Become a Better You by Joel Osteen. And the last chapter I was working on was Have Confidence in Yourself.
building how you see yourself to make it happen. And the chapter I'm on now is bringing the best out in people. And so for leadership material, this is one of the best books I've ever picked up. So I understand why he got the contract in the amount he got when I got into the book and started reading. And sometimes I have time to read, you know, a fair amount, and sometimes I only have time to read a page or two. Doesn't really matter because it's broken up very well. So I will really put a plug in for the book that Vance just mentioned earlier on the previous call. For you guys for doing it. And Walmart has really inexpensive prices on them compared to maybe sending and getting, paying postage and so forth, or running to the store.
Or you can jump on Amazon and pick up a used copy for nothing.
Okay, yep. There you go. It's already on there. See, I don't think of it when it comes to really new books. A good comment.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, just, again, it's the mindset. If you're not putting positive in, it's, you know, it's like, what is it? Somebody correct me here. It takes like 10 or 12 muscles to smile and 120 to frown. And yet we choose to use all those extra muscles. Okay, we've got two people left that I want to have share, and you guys are going to have to do the synopsis condensed version. Molly.
Okay.
And so Molly, what'd you do this week? That, and again, I'm telling you, we got to be done with this line here. We're already over time, but
One thing that I'm proud of that I thought of it was somebody called me from getting my name from Chamber of Commerce. I joined the Chamber of Commerce not long ago. Wanted to have a pair of Max Step, and I asked him why and all that. And he is the owner of a t-shirt maker, has 10 employees. So I say, I tell you what, as you bargain with me, let me bargain with you. I need referrals. If you give me 5 good referrals, you get it free. And he gave me 5 referrals. Now I'm following up. 2 already said that I wanted the next step, and 2 others are nurses, and 1 is the mother of one of the persons. So I think that works. Previously, I used it completely what it was said in the Dave Stover's book, to give people to word and then say that give me the referral, and if you don't like, you will return the suing. So it is no return. I just get the good, 5 good names.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. And again, joining outside organizations like the Chamber of Commerce and becoming part of networking groups, it is a fantastic way to hone in your skills. Toastmasters is another fantastic one. My mother, years ago, made my brother and I, while we were youth pastoring, I think Mom actually paid for it because we did not want to be there. However, I'll tell you, I always look back to as far as my ability to communicate and my ability to make impromptu speeches totally on the fly. It stems back from being part of that group. I mean, absolutely amazing. Okay, Janice, what'd you do this week to build your business?
Well, I had a very interesting meeting last week. Saturday, we had a special, I don't know what you call it, gathering or whatever, of like-minded individuals at down by Kalamazoo. And Patrick Millsap was there. He was very interesting. It's interesting that he's, you know, doesn't talk so much in detail about the product, even though he could, you know, because details really don't do a whole lot for people. But he was there, very interesting, and Ann Bodak, and she was, you know, but the one thing that I can say real off the top of my head that came out of both of them is if you don't plan, you know, you have to have a plan, mm-hmm. and you've got to get this plan. And that's one of the things I'm working with Crossline here, that we're working at planning things better and getting focused on that and sort of being accountable to each other. However, personally, I think the only person I'm really accountable to is me.
Okay.
You know, we are accountable to other people, but yet it's me and what am I supposed to be doing with what God's given me to do with this business, and it's me and God, and that's the real, do I, you know, that's just something that I think is powerful, but, and I have dropped a few hints as my health came down this weekend. It's kind of odd to have your memories now are in space. There's nothing there. It's really a weird feeling. You know, just dropping some hints to a couple of people, you know, building a house isn't going to make me any money. I might do something a little different or result with my insurance money and this kind of stuff. But, you know, distance. And I did talk to another young couple that was in that needed some products. So that's where I am right now. Just
okay.
One step at a time.
Fantastic. Okay. Onward and upward. All right, you guys. Keep it up. Again, remember, I know 12 days does not seem like a bunch of time, but both Harold and Mary Margaret said, actually, I didn't hear that from Mary Margaret, but you know people or you have people in your organization that are going, so utilize the next 12 days to either encourage them or go ahead and, you know, go for broke. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, I want a free ticket, but because of a prior commitment or because of some other things, I wasn't able to attend. However, I did meet the goals. I set a goal for myself, and I made it, you know. Pat yourself on the back. That's the fun thing of being, you know, part of this, that we can set attainable goals and you know, strive to achieve them. So I'm actually home this week, and we don't have any house guests from out of the country or out of the state. So if there's anything at all, I did several three-ways this week that were kind of fun. So if there's anything, actually one that wasn't so fun, but that's a whole other subject in itself, and I won't get into it. But please, if there's anything we can do, and Denny and Char Rogers, my folks, are also available for three-ways, so call us, and we'll go to work for you. Okay, you guys?
Thank you.
Have a great week. If there's something else I can do, call me, okay? So we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.